Okay, we're going to go ahead and get this started. I'm going to ask that everybody be very quiet because we do need to record. The recorder's way down there, so I'm going to ask that everybody stay quiet. When I welcome everybody tonight to the special meeting of the Clarence Ledger Township Council, it is February 20th, 2024, at 6 o'clock p.m. We are meeting at 4250 West, 5415 South. This is the Clarence UPD Precinct. I want to welcome everybody to the meeting tonight. We do have a quorum. I'm going to ask if there's any citizens that would like to give input tonight. I'm not seeing any. We're going to go ahead and move on to our order of business. Tonight we are going to be passing the resolution affirming the law enforcement agency commitment. Everybody and the council had an opportunity to look at the resolution.
Yes.
Okay. Last week we did have the two agencies, one being UPD and one being Salt Lake County Sheriff, come to our meeting, and they both did a presentation. There were several questions asked of both the Salt Lake County Sheriff's Department and of Chief Mazarin in the details of both the funding and of the models. With that, the Metro Township Council has made a decision. The decision will be that the resolution of the Kearns Metro Township affirming Kearns' commitment to the Unified Police Department. With that, I am going to take go, and I'm going to ask each of these council members to please state their reason for going with the UPD model for the record. So we will start with Council Member Butterfield.
I've been pleased with the service that we have received from you. And I appreciate your commitment to the
mine was on because we saw that they were going to cut our sources to sustain the sheriff's department was to sustain their model that they had, and I didn't think that was fair because they wanted us to divide Magna and Kearns, and we're growing and we need the staffing we have.
Okay, thank you. Chairman Peterson. Councilman
Peterson.
Well, I believe UPD works really well. I'm happy with the service they provide. I think it's a good return on the buck, and I don't see any reason to change it at this right now. Let's keep it going. Why fix it if it ain't broke?
Thank you. Councilman Schaefer.
In my behalf, I didn't really, the sheriff's model didn't impress me at all compared to the UPD model. You guys have done a great job for us, 100%. And I think that if we went with the sheriffs, we'd be losing resources that we can't stand to lose right now.
Thank you. For me, I think we can say that there's been a lot of time in the last year that I've spent working towards this goal. I obviously have stated some very serious concerns with the sheriff's model and my questions that I have asked. There were some questions as far as the budget that was being presented, also with our cut of services. My first concern, and I think with all of our concerns, is with our officer safety, also with our community safety. Also the concern was that the presentation of the model would be returning us to a model that of 6-7 years ago. Also, because I think the UPD model works. We believe in it, we believe in our officers, and I'm committed to all of our officers here that you guys have done an amazing job, and I am not willing to lose any of you. So with that, I would like to take a motion on the resolution of the Kearns Metro Township affirming Kearns' commitment to the Unified Police Department.
So moved.
May I get a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Roll call vote, please.
Okay. Let's go ahead and do a roll call vote. We'll start with Councilwoman Butterfield.
Aye. Tina Snow. Aye.
Mayor Bush. Aye.
Councilman Peterson. Aye.
Patrick Schaefer. Aye.
If no one is opposed, the motion passes. Thank you. So, just for everybody, all the officers and everybody in the room, I just want you to know that you have now heard it for yourself. You do not need to listen to anything else. You've heard it from the council. So, this is a positive thing. Everything now, we are moving forward. We actually have the interlocal agreement that has come before, I believe, the board. That will be actually coming before our council in March. There will be a presentation on that. That will be the UPD interlocal agreement that the council will be signing. So I just want to let you know that. You're always welcome to come to our council meetings if you want to be a part of this process, but that will be the next steps in signing the interlocal agreement, which is essentially the contract with the UPD. So I want to congratulate all of you, and I want to thank all of you for your patience. I know this has been a really difficult year for all of you, but thank you for your patience, and just hang in there. Know we're all here to support all of you, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and take a motion to adjourn.
So move.
All right.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we are adjourned. Thank you.
Take a moment.